As the White House announced yesterday, the United States is almost doubling our humanitarian assistance with a new contribution of $291 million to meet the urgent needs.
Estonia has decided to alleviate the situation by contributing €200,000 through the United Nations agencies.
I am here to pledge on behalf of the Egyptian government further assistance reaching $2 million.
On behalf of the United Kingdom government, I am able to announce a new commitment of £60 million, equivalent to around $100 million for the response within South Sudan.
Sudan would like to announce the following, pledging a donation of 10,000 tons of sorghum. In addition to that, South Sudan earlier to this crisis had donated 5,000 tons of sorghum to the people of South Sudan. In spite of the sanctions which are crippling our agricultural sector, Sudan will be ready at any time to donate food to the people of South Sudan.
Denmark remains committed to supporting the people of South Sudan and has decided to provide an additional 55 million Danish kroner, equivalent to $10 million.
Like previous speakers, Germany too remains deeply concerned at the serious humanitarian situation in South Sudan. We are prepared to increase our humanitarian funding by another €6 million. Hereby, Germany's overall contribution in 2014 on the humanitarian side amounts up to more than €12 million.
My government pledges €5 million for additional humanitarian support for the South Sudanese people, on top of a reservation of €5 million made earlier this year, plus sizable unearmarked contributions to serve ICRC and UN agencies. A part of the Dutch contribution will be made available from development resources destined for South Sudan.